mute the line. And is Sister Rachel on? Yeah, Sister Rachel's on.
Good morning.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Me.
It's your turn to go forth. You can go forth at this time.
Amen. Thank you. Good morning, brothers and sisters. So good to pray with you this morning. I get up early every day. Today, I felt the Holy Spirit wake me up even earlier. And as I got out of bed, I knew it was the move of the Spirit upon me. I just started worshiping and praying and really seeking the Lord about what His will is for the day and what He wanted from the extra time that we were going to spend together today. And as I made my way to the kitchen to make coffee, I heard the Holy Spirit speak a scripture over my heart, and He said, when you seek me with your whole heart. And as I got my Bible out and began to meditate on that scripture and pray and drink and enjoy my coffee, He also reminded me of a scripture in 1 Peter. And it's 1 Peter in chapter 1. I believe it's verse 5 or 6. Actually, I'm going to read it to us. I have it still pulled up here on my phone. And it's talking about suffering, but faith. And as I began to meditate on that, the Lord brought to my awareness how in these times in our world, we are seeing various forms of suffering. And oftentimes, our attention, our hearts, our minds, our words, our existence is focused on the things around us. And Jesus warns us about that. He warns us about being carried away, taken away by the cares of the world. And as I was just thinking and meditating on those three scriptures, the Lord started speaking to me about faith. And that's what I want to pray with us about today. The scripture is 1 Peter verse 1, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation. It says, through our faith, the mighty power of God constantly guards us until our full salvation is ready to be revealed in the last time. May the thought of this cause you to jump for joy. Even though lately you've had to put up with grief of many trials, and in the NIV version it says, even though you've endured suffering for some time, I'm paraphrasing. But let's pray about the Lord restoring our joy as we focus in faith of what we've been given, the gift of salvation. As we endure and put up with many griefs and trials, let's, through our faith, the mighty power of God constantly guards us until our salvation is ready to be revealed in the last time. And it's not something we're waiting on until we get to heaven. The kingdom is now and to come. So as Jesus reveals this continuous salvation to us, let's by faith continuously rejoice. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for the privilege of right relationship with you. And Lord, as we turn our eyes and fix them on you, look full in your wonderful face, God. We move, we live, we operate, we pursue this day in faith. God, you said faith is the substance of things unseen. Without faith, it is impossible to please you. Lord Jesus, it says in this scripture in Peter, we have endured grief and suffering for some time, but by faith we move forward because we're rejoicing in the knowing of salvation in you. We only have salvation by faith. We have to believe in you, God, that we haven't technically seen with our eyes. We can't tangibly feel with our hands. Lord, we see you in the Spirit. We feel you in the Spirit. We hear you in the Spirit, but that's all done by faith. So, Father God, my prayer is today that for myself, for our brothers and sisters on this line, for our leaders, Lord Jesus, for everyone connected to us, for Father God, everyone under the sound and authority of my voice, that our faith is reactivated and reignited in the name of Jesus. God, I call down a holy fire of faith upon us. Lord, I pray that we are emboldened and empowered. We are given a fresh grace of faith. God, we know that grace is supernatural empowerment of heaven. God, you promised in your word that you give each person a measure of faith. I'm calling down an increased measure of faith for all of us, Father God. We know that faith is a gift We see it demonstrated, Father God, through Abraham, how he was able to walk relentlessly, endlessly, long-suffering for his promises, Lord God. We see faith, Lord Jesus, in you. As you moved by faith in the garden, you had that moment of humanity where you questioned and doubted everything. But through faith, you said, not my will, but your will be done. So God, we're asking for that measure of faith today. We need it. Lord, we see our world in turmoil. We see sickness, pain, suffering, and even death all around us. God, we see the insurgence of the enemy, the uprising, Father God, of his plans and his tactics and plots all throughout our communities and our states, all across our country. But we call it by faith under the command of you, Christ Jesus. And as we turn and fix our eyes on you, we find our increased measure of faith to do the things that you have tasked us to do, purposed us to do, to live out fully, Father God, our purpose and destiny. All the things that you have purposed for us can only be accomplished by faith. God, we are crying out for more. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that all we have to do is ask. It says so in your word. You promised. You spoke it to me this morning. When you seek me with your whole heart, meaning, Father God, I pray that you reveal any areas of us that are lacking faith, any promise that we're standing on that's lacking faith, any doubt, any fear, any worry, Father God, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I cast it out and I replace it with an increased measure of faith, an anointing of the Holy Spirit to stand boldly in the things God has spoke to us, he has shown us, he has promised us in his word, and he has given us through his spoken word. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that your words do not fail, your written word and your spoken word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have great guidance, great leadership, great stewardship, great instruction, great encouragement through our pastor and bishop, Father God, through our brothers and sisters, as we co-minister and co-labor with you, Lord Jesus. We ask for more faith to do what we need to do, to live the way you've called us to live, to minister the way you've called us to minister, to love the way you've called us to love. Ultimately, Lord Jesus, your greatest commandment was love. We cannot do that without faith. Lord, I pray that you would restore faith that's been broken. Father God, I pray that you would restore faith, Lord Jesus, that's been destroyed by hurt or pain, loss, injury, or suffering. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would remind us of the times, how faithful you are. You have always been faithful. Remind us every time you've showed up so that it renews our faith. Remind us of every promise that's come to pass so that it renews our faith. Remind us of every word that we've seen come forth in fruition so that it restores, reignites, replenishes our faith. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, for the gift. It truly is a gift you've given us. To walk out this life, no longer our lives, Lord Jesus, but your life through us. What a joy to allow Jesus to live his life through us. And it can only be done by faith. Lord, we pray that you would help us not be distracted by the cares of this world, that we would stay focused, focused in faith. I speak it over us in the name of Jesus. Focused on the things that you have brought to our attention. Focused on the things that you have purposed us to do. Focused on the things that you have commanded us to do, all through faith. If we would walk boldly, believe boldly, love boldly, share boldly our testimony, share your testimony, Lord Jesus, all for the advancement of your kingdom. We have a great purpose to fulfill, brothers and sisters. It can only be done by faith, or else we will be distracted and discouraged and disheartened. But I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, and I speak faith over you. I decree faith over us today. Lord, may our hearts be soft and able to receive. Lord Jesus, may our hands be open, ready to receive from you, Lord God. May our minds be clear. May our discernment be sharp, Lord Jesus. May our vision be sharp. May we have eyes to see and ears to hear. All of that is done through faith. We thank you and praise you, Father God, how you recalibrate us. We thank you and praise you for this opportunity to pray, Lord Jesus, to come into closer communion with you, to get what we need, to get the measure of faith, get a fresh filling, get a washing and renewing, get a recalibration and restabilization. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the things that you speak over us, Father God. Thank you for how you call us back into your peace and your presence, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, how you fill us fresh. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for faith. We worship you and we praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify your holy name. May our lives be bright, shining examples, Father God, of people who live and walk by faith. Lord Jesus, thank you for order and correction. Thank you for recalibration. Thank you that you don't let us walk by sight. Because, Lord, when we look around, it does not look good. We thank you that we walk by faith and that our lives are examples of that. And the fruit that people see in our lives is a bright, shining example of living and walking by faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we get to be your ambassadors. Thank you, Jesus, that we get to be your bright, shining examples of lives lived by faith, full of faith. Father God, I pray for every hurting and broken heart. I pray, Father God, for how our lives have been impacted by recent or current events. As we reflect back over this whole last year, Lord Jesus, we're moving into the last quarter of this year. We're transitioning into a new season, the last season of this year, Lord God. I pray reflectively we look back and see how faithful you've been throughout 2025. Through the start of the new year, through spring, through summer, Lord God, and as we move into fall and winter, a season of rest and replenishment, where even your creation rests and reflects on how faithful you've been. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for harvest. We thank you that how we're seeing the harvest come of all the faithful seeds we've sown all year. I pray for blessings and favor and increase over it. And that we would share and give more abundantly, Lord Jesus. Because you've been so faithful to us, we will be faithful, Lord God, to what you've called us to do. Be purposeful. Be faithful. Sow faithfully. Give faithfully. Share faithfully, Lord Jesus. I speak it over us. All things are done by faith, the Lord says. We thank you and praise you. Lord, we ask for your continued measure of faith, continued encouragement, continued redirection, Lord God. We thank you that you don't allow us to fall into the trap of the enemy, of doubt and despair and fear. Those things are not of God, are not of you, and we do not receive them. We return it all void in Jesus' name, and we receive a fresh filling of faith today. Lord, I thank you for my brothers and sisters. We thank you for our bishop and pastor. And Lord God, we pray for peace and protection, blessings, favor, and increase over all of us, God. And may we go forth today by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to turn the line back over to our host. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Amen. Rachel, for that good prayer on faith. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, increase our faith. We praise God for just the prayer that you ministered on this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We praise Jesus. He's wonderful, people of God. I don't know if you all know that God is looking out for us, even if we're not looking out for ourselves. And so we give him praise, honor, and glory. All right, Minister Barry, it's your turn to go forth at this time.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. In this spirit of Rosh Hashanah, I say to you all, Happy New Year. This morning, I will pray on pleasant words. In Proverbs 16:24, it says, pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts bound in reverence, humbled by the spirit of your word. We thank you for your proverb in 16:24, which reminds us that the words we speak are not just sounds that pass through the air, but instruments of healing, agents of encouragement, and tools of transformation. Lord, teach us to use our words in ways that bring life, sweetness, and strength. Father God, we confess that too often our lips have spoken carelessly. As they say, loose lips sink ships. We have let frustration dictate our tone, anger shape our sentences, and impatience spill out in the ways that cut and wound. Forgive us, dear Lord, for every word that has sown discord, discouraged a brother or sister, or diminished someone's spirit. Dear God, cleanse our tongues as you cleanse our hearts. For your word says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Help us, dear God, to see the incredible power you have placed in our speech. Remind us that one word of kindness can lift a weary soul, while one careless phrase can crush a spirit. Make our words be like the honeycomb, sweet, nourishing, and sustaining to those who hear them. Let our speech be seasoned with grace, filled with love, and rooted in truth. Father God, give us discernment to know when to speak and when to be silent. You gave us two ears and one mouth so that we are to listen more than we speak. Teach us that pleasant words are not always the easiest words, but they are the words you call us to speak. Father God, help us resist the temptation to respond harshly when we are attacked, to gossip when bored, or to complain when circumstances are not in our favor. Instead, dear Lord, let our tongues bring healing, hope, and health to those around us. Father God, we ask that you train us to use words as a ministry. Let every conversation we enter into become an opportunity to plant seeds of love, encouragement, and wisdom. When we are out in the community, when we greet others at the gas station, in the hardware store, or in the restaurant, let our words carry the warmth of your presence. When we counsel those who are hurting, let our words carry your peace. When we encourage the weary, let our words carry your strength. When we witness for Christ, let our words carry the power of salvation. Lord God, we lift up our families. Let pleasant words fill our homes so that our children grow up in an atmosphere of kindness and love. May the words between our husbands and wives be seasoned with respect and kindness. May the words spoken among siblings and relatives be filled with forgiveness, patience, and mutual honor. Let our homes be havens of sweet speech that reflects the honeycomb of heaven's wisdom. Dear God, we also pray for our communities. Father God, we live in a world where harshness, cruelty, and division often fills the airways and the streets. But you have called us to be light in the darkness, to be ambassadors of reconciliation. Make us as we are voices of peace when others shout in anger, voices of encouragement when others spread despair, and voices of unity when others divide. May we be known not for our arguments, but for the sweetness of our words and the strength of our character. Lord God, touch our leaders, those in the church, in our cities, in our states, in our government, our president, and in our nation. Remind them that their words carry weight and influence. Give them the wisdom to speak with integrity, compassion, and justice. Let them not use words to deceive or destroy, but to build up the people they serve. For we know that we reap what we sow, so we must be careful of our words. Let every public servant know the responsibility of Proverbs 16 and 24, that their words can bring health to the bones of a weary nation. Father God, we lift up those who are brokenhearted, those who carry wounds from words spoken against them. We pray healing over those who have been scarred by rejection, criticism, or ridicule. Dear God, replace their pain with peace, their insecurity with confidence, and their bitterness with forgiveness. Remind them that your word over them is final, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, chosen, loved, and redeemed. Lord God, train us to align our speech with your promise, with your promises. Instead of negativity, may we proclaim hope. Instead of doubt, may we speak peace. Instead of fear, may we declare courage. Instead of gossip, may we speak truth. Instead of curses, may we pronounce blessings. May our mouths be fountains of living water, refreshing everyone around us. We ask, Father God, that you saturate our hearts with the sweetness of your Spirit, so that pleasant words flow out of our mouths naturally. Let us not force kindness, but embody it. Let us not fabricate encouragement, but live it. Let our very presence be, be an extension of your honeycomb, nourishing, uplifting, and full of grace. Lord God, you are the Word made flesh. When you spoke, demons fled, storms calmed, and the sick were healed. Let us follow your example, using words not for self-glory, but for service. Not for manipulation, but for ministry. Place upon our lips words that mirror your words, words of truth, words of life, words of eternal significance. Holy Spirit, be our guardrail and our guide. When temptation rises to lash out, whisper restraint. When pride urges us to boast, whisper humility. When fear makes us silent in the face of injustice, whisper courage. Fill our mouths with words that echo heaven's melody. And finally, Father God, we pray that the legacy of our lives will include the testimony of the words we use. May people remember us not for sharp tongues or bitter remarks, but for kindness, encouragement, and wisdom. May they say of us, their words were like honey, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And may you, Lord, receive all the glory for every word that brought healing, life, and hope. And Father God, we seal this prayer in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, who is the living Word. Amen, amen, and amen. For those of you all that can't stay for the duration of this prayer time, may the peace of the Lord be with you. And I will gratefully turn it back over to our host. Thank you very much.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. God is good. Amen. We praise the name of Jesus. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is to our God. We worship him on this morning. Hallelujah. We bless him. He's wonderful. We bless his name, people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us again. I am Pastor Lenora Clark. Thank you for joining us for our prayer time, our prayer service. We worship him on this morning. There are many ways to worship him. Hallelujah. One of them may be through your giving. One may be through just singing, and one may be reading your word. And so as you give, make sure you go to our website, which is ekcministries.org. You can always text the word give to 216-446-1209. You can also go to our Cash App, which is Bishop Eric Clark. That is instantly. And you can also mail your check in to us. You can get that from the website, EKC Ministries. There's a lot of information there. And every seed you sow empowers us to reach more souls and impact lives. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to support us through your giving. Become a partner, all right? And then there are people out there that want to pray, want to host, want to lead God's people into prayer. And so if you would share the link or the phone number as to how they can become a prayer lead or a prayer host, that would help us tremendously. If you are out there and you want to become a prayer lead or a prayer host, just call the church at 216-475-6327. Again, 475-6327, area code 216. If you have my personal number, call me personally and I will put you on the calendar to lead prayer. All right, our next prayer lead is Sister Cynthia. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, okay. It's your turn.
God bless you, Saints. This is Sister Cynthia. I'm coming out of John 4, starting at the 7th verse. And it says, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples was gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then says the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that says to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman says unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself, his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I should give him should be in him as a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor for another day. We thank you, God, for being the only true and living God. We thank you, God, for the water, the living water that springs up on the inside of us. We thank you, God, for showing us, God, that you didn't just die for one race of people, but you died, Lord, that the whole world might be saved, that they will have an opportunity to come to you, and that you have the opportunity to change their life like never before. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, because you are the living water. Lord God, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of us, God, as the water is bubbling up, God, because you said out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God, that when it's a need that we must go through Samaria, that somebody else might hear about you, God, that we won't be afraid to take the word to somebody else, allowing them to know who you are, and that you died not just for one race, God, but you died for them too, and that they have an opportunity, God, to receive you, because you don't have a respect of person, God. And we have to call those things that's not as though they already were. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to believe, God, that you is who you say that you are. And there is no other. There is no before God. Because you are God. And you said, God, that we could give you back your word, and would you not honor your word, God? And so, God, sometimes we just be sitting and looking, but with the Holy Spirit on the inside and the ear to hear what it is you're saying to us, God, we got to get up, God, and go and allow somebody to know that the living water still exists on today. Because you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You don't change. And your word don't change. Your words stay the same. And God, we can't take your word and make it say something that we wanted to say, God. But in these last and evil days, people need to hear about you. Where we don't have to walk around prejudiced against other people. Because, God, you didn't just die for the blacks, the white, the Chinese. You say you got 7,000 that have not bowed a knee to Baal. And we are grateful and we are thankful, God, that we bowed our knee to you. We worship you and we lift you up, God. And you give us the knowledge and the strength to be able to take your word, God, through Samaria. Because, God, she realized, God, you don't have no dealings. The Jews don't have no dealings with the Samaritans, God. But you have dealings with everybody. Because you died to give everybody a chance. And, God, we thankful that you sent your son, your only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in you, God, will have eternal life. So, God, today we thank you for life because you said that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, but not to sit in a dark corner with it, but to so much light our light shine before man. Because, God, we should have the love of Jesus down in our heart. And you said, God, that you know a man's heart because, man, they look on the outside, but you know the inside, God. And it's not what a man eat that defiles him. But what comes up out of his mouth that defiles him, God. And sometimes people say some of the most terrible things, God. But we have to learn to see in our word with salt, God, that we don't destroy people with what we're saying. And we don't speak hate, but we speak love. And God, we have to learn how to love one another and know that it's not just me and my four saved, God. But you are God to care about everybody. And so you give us that opportunity to be able to go. Because sometimes, God, we don't know, and taking them to word, saving their lives. We don't know who praying, saying, God, I need a word. I need a word from you. Because sometimes, God, people get so discouraged that they want to take their own life, not knowing that there is a living God. And you honor your word, God. So, God, we're thankful that we can stand in the wilderness and cry out for one another, cry out for this world, God. Because, Lord, yes, we see all that was going on. And it didn't surprise you because you're all knowing God. You already knew. But we're here, God, on the earth. And we supposed to rule and reign because greater is he that's on the inside of us. But we got to know the greater one lives on the inside of us. And every day we can call on you, God. We can lift up clean hands before you, God. Because we know it's holiness or hell, there is no in between. We know, God, that righteousness is in right standing with you. But God, you said that our righteousness is as a filthy rag. No one's better than the other, God. But we have that opportunity each and every day, not only to repent for the things that we said or done that was not like you, God. You gave us a scripture, 1 John 1:9. But if I confess my sin, you are just and you are faithful to forgive me of my sins, God. That I don't walk around thinking I'm better than this person and I'm better than that person. No. No, God, we stand today with humble hearts, God, seeking your face, God. Because you said, love our neighbors as ourselves. Who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor, God? And so, God, we have to continue to cry out to you, continue to stand in the gap, continue, Lord, to reach out. Praying for our loved ones that's not saved. Praying for our co-workers that don't know you, God. Praying and interceding, God, that they'll see truth and they won't be led away by a lie. But they will listen to you, God. They will hear you with an ear that they're listening and hearing what you're saying, God. So when somebody knock on their door and they're not bringing this word, they won't receive them and they won't wish them Godspeed. Because we know the truth and the truth has set us free. And so, God, we are thankful and we are grateful, God. Because we got to call those things just not. We got to walk by faith. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we got to hear what you're saying, what you're telling us to do, where you're telling us to go. And it's people, God, that come up against us, but it's not them. Because it's wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness, God. But we only can beat them on our knees, God. Because you said, revenge is mine, thus said the Lord, I shall repay. We have to give you the opportunity to repay, and we have to be about our Father's business. You said, all things work together for our good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. God, we are called according to your purpose. We got to believe you no matter what. We got to believe you. Because you're the only true and living God. You're the only God that answers according to your word. The other gods don't answer. They're dead gods. But our God's not dead. We're grateful this morning for the opportunity to even be able to come on the line and pray, God. And so, God, I pray for everybody on the line that you will supply the need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I pray, God, whatever they seeking you for, that you would answer. I pray, God, that whoever needed healing, you said that by your stripes, we already healed. Every sickness, every disease was nailed on a cross over 2,000 years ago. So, God, I pray for Bishop and Sister Lenore that you'll continue to strengthen, you'll continue to supply the need, you'll continue to open up a window from heaven and pour them out a blessing, God. And I pray that you'll continue to pour your blessing out on all of us, God. Standing in the need of prayer, we're standing. But we're giving our prayers to you. according to your word. So, God, I pray, God, that the mountains have to move. Because you said if we have faith as a mustard seed, we could speak to the sycamore tree, and it's got to go. So, God, I pray, God, that whatever sycamore tree is standing in our way today, it have to move in the name of Jesus. And I call those things that's not as though they already were. I speak to every mountain that's standing in our lives. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I claim the victory under the blood. I call it done by faith. We thank you and we praise you on today. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to Sister Lenore.
Well, praise the name of Jesus. Thank you for that prayer, Sister Cynthia. We worship the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Again, don't forget to go to our website, EKC Ministry. There's a lot of ministry on the site. I don't know how many of you have actually accessed the site, but go to EKC Ministry and see what we have in store for you. Oh my God, it's word, it's ministry books, it's all kind of stuff there. You can put your prayer requests in, you can put your GPS in, you can also give right there on the website. And as you give, it is helping us reach more lives. It's helping us to reach people from every walk, every facet of life. And so make sure you support us through your giving. You can give at our website again. You can give by texting the word give to 216-446-1209. You can also give instantly by Cash App, which is Bishop Eric Clark. $Bishop Eric Clark. You can also mail your giving in. We give God praise for that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day. We come to you with our heads bowed and our spirits just in tune with you, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for each and every individual that's on this line, God. God, we pray, hallelujah, for all of those that are sick and shut in, God. God, we pray for Tamika and Marika and Courtney and Rosie and Joseph, God. God, we pray for the Payne family, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for Shalina, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for Mother Clark. We pray for all those that are on our sick list, God. God, we lift them up to you, God. God, you said by your stripes we are healed and we stand on your healing power now, God. God, we declare your word over the lives of your people, God. God, we send your word of healing and deliverance over them, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name just for your mercy and your grace, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that every organ, every cell, every tissue, God, would come under subjection of your word, God. God, we pray in Jesus Christ for every cancer patient, every high blood pressure patient, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for every kidney patient, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for every person that may have had a brain aneurysm or a tumor, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that by your stripes, they are healed, God. God, some of the doctors may be perplexed about somebody's ailment, God. God, give them the wisdom as to how to treat it, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you would, hallelujah, just bring stuff back to their remembrance, God, that they may hear from you, God, and heal some people, God. Help use them to heal, God. Use them, God, hallelujah, as to how to handle situations, God. God, we pray for mental patients, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that they faculties would come back to them, God. God, we pray for mental patients, those that are mentally ill, God. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that no weapon that's formed against them will prosper, and all those that rise up will fall, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you are a healer, God. God, we pray that you are our balm in Gilead, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that as you heal, God, somebody will come back and give you glory. Somebody will come back, God, hallelujah, and be like the one in the nine, God. We pray in Jesus' name that somebody will come back and give you thanks, God. They will recognize that only you could have healed them from the ailment that they had, that only you, God, hallelujah, could have lift up a standard against the enemy, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that all the pain and infirmities, God, we speak to them in the name of Jesus Christ, and we ask it to cease, God. God, we pray for depression, those that are depressed, God. We pray for those that are addicted, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for those that are in despair, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that the virtue would flow out of you, God, and heal somebody, God. God, we're restoring strength and vitality, God. God, we're restoring strength, God, to those that are weak, God. We're restoring love to those that are feel as though they're unloved, God. God, we are restoring, God, restoring grace and power to those that feel depleted, God. God, we are restoring, God, the joy of the Lord, God, to those that are depressed, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would lift up a standard against the enemy, God, that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, and all those that rise up will fall, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that your glory, God, will heal, your glory, God, would minister to, your glory, God, hallelujah, would overtake and overshadow, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for each and every individual that's on this phone line, God. God, they have made it to this phone line, God. Let it be a refuge for their soul, God. Let them receive strength, God. Let them receive your love, your grace, your power, God. God, let them feel you like never before, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you'll restore, hallelujah, the joy of their salvation, God, back to them, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Somebody may be weary, God. Somebody may be tired, God. God, but we pray in Jesus' name that they would endure to the end, God. God, we pray that you would strengthen them, God, that you would breathe life into them, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, life may have been throwing stones at them and blocks at them and boulders at them, God. But, God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you restore their strength, God. They'll get a new lease on life, God. They'll see the light at the end of the tunnel, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for favor. We pray in Jesus' name for doors to open, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for promotions, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for ends to meet, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Hallelujah, that you would give them the what they need, God, to sustain themselves in this life, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, we thank you for joy. We thank you for life. We thank you for family, God. God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, we give you grace. We give you our joy. We give you our strength, God. God, we give you our life, God. God, we raise our hands to you, God. Hallelujah. No other help we know, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would pour into us what we need, God. God, we may have asked you for some stuff, God, but God, you know better of what we need, God. God, we lift our hands and we say yes to your will, yes to your way, God. Give us what we need, God, not just what we want, God, not just what we think we need, God, but give us exactly what we need, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, God, we thank you and we praise you for refreshing, God. A time of refreshing has come, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. God, we glorify your name, God. Use us for your glory. Use us as a testimony, God. Use us, God. God, we ask in Jesus' name that our testimony will give life, God, that our testimony would give light, God, that our testimony would give strength, God, that our testimony, we've already been through it, God, and God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that our testimony will help somebody as they're going through, God, so they don't have to go through it, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah for, again, each and every individual that's on this line, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you'll pour into them, God. Hallelujah. Take them back to their first love, God. Take them back where they first found you, God. Give them joy, God. Give them peace, God. Give them long suffering, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would take us back, God. Take us back to that first experience with you, God. Take us back, God. Hallelujah. And let us find joy. Let us find peace. Let us find love. Let us find grace. Let us find you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. Revive us. Refresh us, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. Again, we ask that you use us for your glory, God. We're not just sitting on a shelf, God. We're wanting to be used by you, God. Let us be a tool, God, that you use, God, on a daily basis, God. God, pull us out of your quiver and point us to where you want us to go, God. Show us to who you want us to minister to, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you. We glorify your name and we give you praise, God. Hallelujah, God. We pray that this ministry, God, is blessed, that this phone prayer, God, is blessed, God. God, we pray that this phone prayer is anointed, God. We pray that this phone prayer, God, will help save lives, God. That this phone prayer, God, will change people's outlook on you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Let this phone prayer be a refuge for somebody's soul. We give you honor, glory, and praise in the matchless name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.